The government is investing almost $28 million to establish youth mental health outreach services in 20 regional and remote communities across the country, from Derby in WA to Narracourt in South Australia. There are currently 175 Headspace services across the country, with the government now aiming to grow the network beyond 200 by 2029. Emma McBride is the Assistant Minister for Mental Health and Suicide Prevention and the Assistant Minister for Rural and Regional Health. Minister, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Sally.
What, for people who aren't familiar with these Headspace centres, what services do they provide?
Headspace is Australia's national youth mental health support service, and Headspace services provide support for mental health, for related physical and sexual health, for alcohol and other drugs, and importantly for work and study support, which makes a really big difference for young people all across the country, but particularly in the more regional and remote parts of Australia.
The new centres will be located in communities including Leeton in New South Wales, the Big Rivers region in the NT, and the Lockyer Valley in Queensland. Why were these sites selected?
The sites were very carefully chosen, guided by Headspace National, working alongside the Department of Health, but importantly with local communities. We want to make sure that wherever young people live, that they have access to support closer to home. And we're really pleased to be able to be rolling out these services and to have them up and running within about the next 12 months, because we know that for young people in more regional and remote parts of Australia, there's some particularly unique challenges, including isolation, and that can contribute to higher rates of psychological distress, self-harm, and sadly, suicide.
What do the numbers tell us about the rates of suicide in rural and regional Australia right now?
That it is higher than in metropolitan Australia, that there are many drivers of that distress. And typically there's about three or four drivers: childhood trauma, isolation, struggles with work and study. And that's why Headspace services are so important, and why we're determined to make these outreach centres as accessible to young people, to bring that support closer to home. We know that in Australia today, about one in five young people experience psychological distress, or one in five people did experience psychological distress. That's now doubled, which is why we've got such a strong focus on earlier intervention, wraparound support, and care closer to home.
What update can you provide on negotiations between the federal, state, and territory governments to agree to a new national mental health agreement?
We're really pleased to see strong engagement from the states and territories. And I've spoken recently with Minister Rose Jackson from New South Wales. I was in the territory recently, and all states and territories are determined to see a robust national mental health and suicide prevention. And those bilaterals provide for services like Medicare mental health centres, Kids Hub. So, and we're also in this national agreement making sure there is a very strong focus on lived experience, because we know that people's personal experience is what is really changing the design, the implementation, and the impact of services.
The Peter Murphy Gambling Inquiry found that gambling addiction has a significant mental health consequences. In particular, it heard that gambling companies were using inducements to entice people who'd closed their accounts because they were battling gambling addiction. Why isn't the government banning inducements as the inquiry recommended?
Our government has taken the strongest action of any federal government to reduce harm through gambling, including capping advertising, the ages that people can access.
But to return to this question,
we are determined to work across government to be able to make sure that we reduce the harm of gambling. I was talking to the state minister in New South Wales just this week about important reforms that they're making. So working together with the states and territories to reduce harm, to boost protective factors, and to make sure that Australians are safe online. Later this year, we'll also be introducing Australia's first digital safety legislation, and we'll make sure, particularly from my perspective, from mental health and wellbeing, that we introduce robust laws that protect people, particularly young people, online from harm.
But why isn't the government banning inducements for people who have closed their accounts? They're trying to get out of this, and then they're being approached with inducements. Why isn't the government banning that as the inquiry recommended?
Our government and the Prime Minister has shown strong leadership in this space, and led by the Communications Minister, Annika Wells, is working determinedly to reduce harm, particularly online and including from gaming. And I am determined in my role with mental health and suicide prevention to make sure that we have the strongest laws to protect people, particularly from the risks of mental health distress and suicide.
Emma McBride, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good to be with you.